Welcome to the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of media and journalism news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Investments and Wealth Institute rebrands its award-winning bi-monthly publication as Investments and Wealth Review. The Investments and Wealth Institute has rebranded its bi-monthly publication as Investments and Wealth Review. The review, previously known as Investments and Wealth Monitor, features industry news and articles on investment, legal, regulatory, and wealth management topics. The refreshed name and design aim to provide essential insights to investment professionals in a modern way. The January-February 2025 issue includes discussions on industry trends, advisor transitions, legal perils, and niche practices. The review will also feature content from esteemed practitioners and introduce an annual commencement issue showcasing award-winning content. Upcoming themes for 2025 include Family Wealth Best Practices and the Portfolio and Your Practice. Founded in 1985, the Investments in Wealth Institute provides education and certifications to over 30,000 practitioners worldwide. Learn more at investmentsinwealth.org. USA Bug Sweeps President Michael Auletta featured on KUTV Salt Lake City discussing rise in hidden camera discoveries. Michael Auletta, president of USA Bug Sweeps, was recently featured on Channel 2 KUTV Salt Lake City discussing the alarming rise in hidden camera discoveries in businesses and public spaces. Hidden cameras and audio recording devices are becoming more accessible, posing a serious threat to privacy. USA Bug Sweeps specializes in detecting and removing covert surveillance devices, offering professional bug sweeping services to protect individuals and businesses from potential threats. For more information on how to protect yourself from hidden cameras, visit www.usabugsweeps.com. BKTV investigates unanswered questions surrounding misconduct, mischief, and murder in North Dakota. BKTV is launching a special series titled Dunseith Declassified, hosted by Lori Hinz, to investigate allegations and incidents surrounding shady businesses and individuals in Dunseith, North Dakota. The series will explore connections to an alleged assassination, unexplained deaths, stalking, military secrets, nuclear security, and questionable business practices. The debut episode airs on March 5, 2025, at 5 p.m. CT on BEKTV, with new episodes every Wednesday. Viewers can watch on BEKTV channels or the BEKTV Plus app. The series aims to shed light on potential misconduct and its implications for the community, including key figures, government officials, and troubling events. Viewers with information can contact the BETV team at 701-712-0099 or tips@becknews.com. Media and Democracy Project appeals dismissal of Fox broadcast license challenge. The Media and Democracy Project has appealed the FCC Media Bureau's decision to deny their petition to deny and grant Fox-owned station WTXF-TV's renewal application. MAD's appeal highlights serious errors inconsistent with FCC precedent and the Communications Act. The appeal dismantles the Bureau's rushed decision, emphasizing key points: character matters, Fox's misconduct, First Amendment protection, and politically motivated decisions by FCC Chair Rosenworcel. MAD's petition is supported by media and FCC veterans, urging the FCC to overrule the order and hold a hearing. MAD is a nonpartisan organization focused on strengthening a free and independent media in the public interest. For more information, visit mediaanddemocracyproject.org.
Marquise Who's Who listee Sarah Schwartz featured on 8 West to discuss mental health workshops. Sarah Schwartz, founder of 3C's Counseling Center and Michigan Counselor Training Institute, recently discussed mental health and self-care on 8 West. She hosted an inner child healing workshop on February 5th, providing attendees with tools for emotional healing and trauma recovery. viewers were offered half-priced admission, and the first 10 participants received a copy of one of her books. Ms. Schwartz aims to expand 3C's counseling center by hiring 30 mental health clinicians by the end of 2025, providing high-quality services to clients of all ages. To schedule a session or consultation, visit 3C'sCounselingCenter.com.
Personal growth made easy with mobile-friendly tools. The creator of the Self-Help Expert podcast, Miss Walker, is excited to announce that the website is now fully mobile-friendly, making it easier to access inspiring life advice on any device. Through her podcast, Miss Walker aims to provide hope and support for mental health. Visit the website today to see the new look and consider donating to help her continue creating motivational content. The Self-Help Expert website offers useful tips, strategies, and insights to help people find hope and happiness, serving as a library of tools for success. Native Springs launches new programs to provide reliable news and insights, welcoming writers to its global platform. Native Springs, a well-established platform known for timely and insightful coverage of global trends, has announced new programs to enhance content offerings and increase reader engagement. The platform has revamped core content categories, including technology, economy, sports, travel, world news, and gadgets. Additionally, Native Springs has launched an enhanced Write for Us program, inviting talented writers to contribute. Benefits for writers include global reach, portfolio building, and collaborative opportunities. Submissions should meet standards for originality and authenticity. Native Springs is also partnering with industry leaders and educational institutions to provide exclusive access to webinars and expert Q&A sessions on emerging trends. To explore new content categories or submit work, visit nativesprings.com.
PaperZal survey reveals Gen Z spending habits around Christmas. A recent survey by PaperZal reveals Generation Z's Christmas spending habits. Key findings show 59% of Gen Z consider Christmas the most important holiday, with 33% going into debt due to spending. Gifts dominate expenses for 8 out of 10 Gen Z, who prioritize thoughtful over extravagant gifts. Budgets are carefully allocated, with 78% setting limits to avoid overspending. Online shopping is preferred, influenced by social media trends and mobile accessibility. Technology aids in early planning and informed decision-making. Food and beverages rank high in holiday spending, reflecting a focus on enhancing gatherings. PaperZal's survey highlights Gen Z's emphasis on meaningful connections, sustainability, and affordability in holiday celebrations.
James Chang was Berkeley Councilmember Ben Bartlett's 2024 election secret weapon. James Chang, Chief of Staff for City of Berkeley. City Councilmember Ben Bartlett played a crucial role in Councilmember Bartlett's re-election campaign, helping secure almost 70% of the vote. With over 10 years of experience in public service, Chang leads the daily operations and long-term vision of the Councilmember's office, focusing on housing and public safety issues. He spearheaded successful projects that improve the quality of life for Berkeley residents, including a 3-year housing funding strategy to reduce homelessness and securing $27 million in infrastructure funding through collaborative legislation. Chang's dedication to serving constituents and delivering results has made him a proven progressive leader in Berkeley. Native Springs announces new initiatives to deliver trusted news and insights while inviting writers to join its global platform. Native Springs, a trusted platform for news and insights, is launching new initiatives to enhance reader engagement and expand its global reach. The company is introducing refreshed content categories like technology, economy, sports, travel, gadgets, and world news to provide in-depth coverage on various topics. Additionally, Native Springs is inviting talented writers to join its community of contributors through the Write for Us program. Interested writers can submit original articles between 600 to 1,200 words to editor@nativesprings.com. By contributing, writers can showcase their skills, build a portfolio, and connect with a global audience. For more information, visit nativesprings.com. Christ Today with Father Ray. returns in 2025 with all new episodes. Father Raymond Brenner is excited to announce that his podumentary series, Christ Today with Father Ray, will be returning in early 2025 after a two-year break. The upcoming episodes will explore Father Ray's personal journey through recent health challenges and offer fresh insights on faith, resilience, and adapting to a changing world. To welcome back viewers, Father Ray suggests revisiting the special holiday episode, A Look Back, which highlights themes like charity, social justice, and religious liberty from earlier shows. This episode serves as a reminder of the show's core values and sets the stage for the new season. As Christ Today resumes in 2025, it aims to inspire and support viewers during these difficult times by delivering thought-provoking, faith-based content. Be sure to check out A Look Back on Father Ray's website and stay tuned for the upcoming season of Christ Today with Father Ray. BEKTV brings back Legislature Today with the start of the 69th ND legislative session. BEKTV announces the return of Legislature Today as the 69th North Dakota legislative session begins. Hosted by Gary Emeneth, the program will offer exclusive coverage of daily events in the state legislature as part of the Open Range show, airing weekdays at 9 p.m. CT. Viewers can watch on BEKTV channels statewide or through the BEKTV Plus app for free. Emeneth, a former NDGOP state chairman, will provide in-depth analysis of session topics, bill drafts, voting results, and policy decisions. The program aims to educate viewers on the legislative process and issues affecting their lives, featuring lawmakers, experts, and staff. Catch Legislature Today on BEKTV via satellite, DirecTV, and cable providers, or stream live and on demand. BEKTV is known for its locally owned, unscripted programming and has been recognized as the best local TV station by the Bismarck Tribune multiple times. Abbott Elementary reclaims its mockumentary throne with a stellar season 4. Abbott Elementary is reclaiming its mockumentary throne with a stellar season 4. Premiering new episodes every Wednesday on ABC with next day streaming on Hulu, the show is proving why it's a standout in the world of sitcoms. With 22 episodes planned, this season promises a return to form after some mixed reviews for its third season. Series creator Quinta Brunson's vision for a mockumentary style, reminiscent of classics like The Office and Parks and Recreation, provides a perfect vehicle for the show's unique mix of humor, heart, and authenticity. Season 4 has quickly dispelled concerns from Season 3, bringing Janine back to Abbott and focusing on relationships and character growth. The show's richly drawn characters, like Janine, Principal Ava Coleman, Gregory Eddy, and Barbara Howard, continue to captivate audiences with their humor and heart. Abbott Elementary's ability to blend sharp humor with meaningful commentary on education, race, and community sets it apart in the mockumentary genre, making it one of the best sitcoms on television. Watch new episodes every Wednesday on ABC and stream on Hulu every Thursday to join the class and see why Abbott Elementary is leading the pack in mockumentary sitcoms. Bandcamp reveals its highly anticipated Best of 2024, unveiling fan favorites across all genres from Monday, December 2nd through Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Bandcamp unveils its highly anticipated Best of 2024, featuring fan favorites across all genres from December 2nd to December 18th, 2024. The celebration includes Bandcamp Daily's Best of 2024, the 2024 Bandcamp Holiday Guide, and Bandcamp Friday, where all purchases directly support artists. President Brian Biniak emphasizes the platform's commitment to artist support and community growth. Editorial Director J. Edward Keyes highlights the list as a reflection of Bandcamp's dedication to independent creators. The curated Best of 2024 list showcases rising stars and fan favorites, with genre-specific picks rolling out throughout December. The Holiday Gift Guide features exclusive stats and new merch, while Bandcamp Friday on December 6th supports artists by waiving revenue share. Explore the Best of 2024 list on Bandcamp's website and join the community in celebrating independent music.
All hope is not lost for a Game of Thrones spinoff about Jon Snow. HBO's potential Game of Thrones spinoff about Jon Snow may not be completely off the table. HBO programming chief Casey Bloys hinted at the possibility of revisiting the project in the future, suggesting that they may try again. Kit Harington previously mentioned that the series was put on hold because the team couldn't find the right story to tell. HBO's success with the franchise continues with strong viewership for House of the Dragon and the upcoming production of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Bloys emphasized the importance of taking their time with development to ensure quality storytelling. While details on the Jon Snow spinoff remain uncertain, HBO remains committed to delivering groundbreaking content for its audience.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.